episode 190 of Game Over Nation. I am your host, Javi Rodriguez. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Hi, I apparently am the only one here who knows what 199 minus 190 is.
99.
Nailed it.
With us this week also is Dylan Rausch.
Hola.
And the one, the only, the Gabe, the Philbin.
That was really quiet.
That was really quiet. I've completely lost on me.
It was almost better. It was almost like somebody was just outside who happened to be blowing an air horn.
Just perfect
like they
timing.
Were outside
Someone
your window.
Walking by my door, playing with an air horn.
Mom, out. Dad, where are you?
Did anything ever come of that? Lost little girl last week.
Oh god, I forgot about that. That was scary.
It was.
That was like worrying.
Mom, Dad, where are you? They're like, did that just happen?
Felt like I was in Silent Hill.
Yeah. And terrible. Then there's a blowhorn right after.
Yeah. Mom, Dad, where are you? Oh, there you are. Follow the sound of my air horn.
It was like
sweetie.
The little bonk button in Journey.
Yeah. There was a PC mod for Journey that changed that out. Now that's a video game.
Yeah.
That'd be so fucking annoying. So what have people been up to this week? What's going on?
You know.
Take me through your lives.
Ryan.
I worked a lot. And
Pipe?
It's a great game.
Yeah, it's not the best.
Is it better than Knack?
Yes, actually, probably. I'm able to stay at work for 8 hours.
That should just be our rating system for making friends play.
Yeah.
The end of it. So, is it better than Knack?
Like, I couldn't play Knack for 8 hours, but I will go to work for 8 hours per day.
You can't get enough of it. It's really right. The best game that anybody's ever made, because it's played so much.
Right.
And the Chivos are great.
Yeah. Yeah, they get money.
Yeah.
I did that. I bought a new toy for the Game Over Nation brewing department.
Mm.
So that was fun. I bought the Grainfather, which I...
Did legal approve this? Did you get this expense?
Huh? What?
I don't remember seeing a report about this, Ryan.
Well, I mean, I paid for it out of my own pocket, so...
Okay.
The boys down in brewing will be real happy about this news.
Yeah. Thing's pretty cool. I used
it's called
the
Grainfather?
Yeah. It's called the Grainfather.
I want to make another Godfather joke like I did last time, but no one picked up on it.
I'm glad you said no one picked up on it, because I was about to ask, what was your
Godfather joke?
Oh, I was quoting the line from the first movie where the guy's asking Don Corleone for a favor. At the wedding.
What if we went over like the last 190 episodes and every single one had some Godfather quote that Dylan slipped
and
like,
just
snuck
been
in
waiting
there.
This entire no time knows. I've been reading the script to the Godfather like one line at a time.
Just out of nowhere, Dylan's like, "You broke my heart." And we're like, "What?
Nothing.
Nothing."
All right.
Gotta do like Brando, like where you sound like you're about to have a heart attack because you're so fucking fat.
God,
Jesus, like so much Brando.
Yeah.
So Ryan, other than work,
I bought that. I used it last night for the first time.
Work?
No, the
oh
the Grainfather.
Oh,
what batch are you bringing up the PAX? Because that time is coming.
I'm bringing an IPA that I am currently cold crashing right now. It's
cold crash.
That sounds cool.
Just helps everything settle out of it. I'm gonna
cold cuts.
I might.
It makes me think of like a Coors Light train going off the rails.
I'm either gonna keg it tonight.
I was just about to say the Coors Light train is Snowpiercer too. All right, we're done. Continue.
Rockies.
I'm going to either keg it tonight after this or tomorrow and let it carbonate, and then I'll bottle it up sometime towards the end of this week, so it's all ready to go for next week's trip. So, yeah, I'm bringing an IPA. I got a couple bottles of some other stuff I might bring too, but we'll see.
Will they stack up to my beer that I bought?
Your Hellboy beer? I mean, probably not.
That is no. one of the beers he bought. No. There's Hellboy, there's Sriracha, ugh. There's...
I meant that one, the Sriracha one.
There are two donut ones.
Oh, yeah.
It was kind of donut beer. Kind of funny, like, over the weekend when I went to go... Actually, when I went to go buy the Grandfather at my local brew shop here, they had a... It was a stout... That was, I don't think it was Sriracha, but it did have some kind of chili in it. And it's kind of weird to take a drink out of a beer and then also have it kind of burn at the end.
I don't want that. But
that's what the Sriracha's going to do. Well,
you I know, Dylan, I subjected us to that for this reason.
What day are we doing that, Dylan? Because that's all in one day.
Is that
going to
be a podcast?
We can make it a video.
Yeah, the day we record episode 200, Dylan and I are just going to be fucking smashed.
No, I'm stopping by. I'm stopping by Gabe's on Wednesday, and we'll walk across the city with an armful of beers.
Well, episode 200: smashed on Sriracha.
Well, episode 199 is Gross Beer Podcast. And you record it on Thursday. Or is Dylan in town on Wednesday? I already forgot.
I'm out
Dylan
in gets town in Wednesday night at like 11.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So
I'm going to be just
but
taking
Dylan
a train.
And I are doing. We're doing everything in my fridge in a day. That is the rule.
You should be recording while you do it. That's or at least near the end of it.
We need to pace that out like throughout the day. Okay. Like that is. I don't know. In terms of like regular bottles of beer
on the wall,
that is maybe like 30.
Yeah.
In there.
Okay.
We can handle that.
Yeah, like, if we start at, like, noon and just, like, pace it out.
Yeah, noon.
It's a long podcast.
If we start at noon and just pace it out, that'll be a recreation of what happened to me and Pax, so.
Yeah, yeah.
And that can lead to interesting things.
There's a boat dock right down the street.
Oh, boy. Yeah. There's a whole marina for me.
Yeah, but you said if we start at noon and pace it out. You started at noon and did not pace it out, which is why you ended up there. If you pace it out, then...
drank consistently from noon.
I know, but when you say pace it out, it makes it sound like moderation.
Okay, so it was moderation until the crescendo. Right. Which was when I accidentally ordered two very heavy drinks and drank them simultaneously.
Yeah. And got kicked out of three bars.
Is that why you slapped my brother around in public?
Out, they closed.
Yeah.
They closed.
They closed.
It was a technicality.
It was like 2 a.m. because I didn't want to interrupt the podcast.
Gabe, is that why you slapped my brother around in public?
I didn't slap your brother around in public. Oh, God damn it, Dylan.
Flip is a madman.
Is his brother a metaphor for his dick?
No, it's a fucking like Godfather quote.
Oh.
It was what?
It's a Godfather quote.
Oh, okay.
He snuck it in there.
It was good.
Subtle.
Yeah,
it was good.
Oh, I did buy some American flag bottle caps to put on the beer and bring.
Oh, fuck yeah!
Yeah.
I forgot that our Facebook page header has been that shitty like Mount Gonmore that I made for 4th of July, like 4 years ago.
Wait, well, not anymore.
On Game Over Nation. It was that.
Oh, that, it was,
oh no, or was no, it the
it
podcast
was, it was
picture?
All of us, yeah. At a
oh,
table.
Okay, sorry.
I wasn't a fan of that background at all. So.
Yeah. But we have a new header.
Also, all of our characters look, well, not Ryan or Dylan, but me and Gabe look different now. So.
Well, I looked different, different in the comic, I guess.
Yeah, but now we got Goalie Ryan. Yeah.
You don't look that different in the comic. I guess your eyes are no longer really long ovals,
right?
Yeah.
When I get there, you'll have to update it with the beard.
Oh no!
It's just gonna look like a Bitmoji.
I mean, that's gonna be up to my discretion, and you're not gonna have a beard.
Can't have two beards.
Sure, you can.
No. Not in cartoon form. That's bad character design.
It's bad CD.
There's the bald friend, the bearded friend, the one with glasses, and then the Blue Ranger.
Who will be our Blue Ranger?
And then the Blue Ranger.
Is it Prototype?
Prototype's our Blue Ranger. Ryan's character has never looked like Ryan.
Mm-mm.
No.
I guess not.
No, not really.
So we continue this tradition.
Yeah. So, Dylan, other than sneaking Godfather quotes into normal conversation.
Hey, wait, I wasn't done.
You're not done?
Yeah, we played a lot of Rocket League on Friday
night. Oh, yeah, you were there for that.
We played a lot of Rocket League on Friday night.
I wish we videotaped Fozzie playing Rocket League on Rachel's PS4. No, Ryan, you don't understand what it was.
Oh, wow, yeah.
For some reason, his ping was like 700, and his car, he would just be driving in a straight line, and he would be like holding the controller up, just holding down R2, and then it would like jolt halfway across the field, like perpendicular to where he was.
And he would just be on the wall out of nowhere, and then...
And it's like he's on the ceiling now, and then he's just like...
It was really funny.
Nice.
Yeah. I wish we got that on video.
We had some good matches Friday. That was fun.
Yeah, we did play some good things. Yeah. That was pre Johnny being a 3-hour time bomb.
A 3-hour time bomb.
Yeah, cuz that was the timetable for Johnny's bathroom breaks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, how the turntables.
Yeah.
Also, a screaming during Fortune Street.
Oh my god.
Lost his mind.
Yeah.
My dog, everyone.
Johnny's great.
He's great.
Ryan, anything else?
No, that's the only thing I played was that night.
Rocket League's fucking good.
God, that was a lot of fun. I was so excited to come home and like people invited me out, and then I was like, I gotta go let the dog out first. And then I got home and it was like, oh, you guys are going to play Rocket League? I guess I'm just going to stay here and do that.
I'm going to cancel these plans.
You guys have priorities, man. Rocket League.
It's going to be on Clueless Gamer next, I think. Yeah. I think I saw there was like an Instagram somebody linked today of like that guy that does it with Conan. They're doing it on Rocket League.
Okay.
Oh, wait. I did play tonight. I played one game of Super Mega Baseball. Which is actually kind of neat, and I'm looking forward to play. I want to play some more of that. Those guys are going to be at PAX, like the people that are doing it, and like the PR group that's doing it.
Cool. I know what kind of questions to ask them.
Like what?
Like, is that a Jose Canseco bet?
Is Joe Flacco elite?
No. Well, that's a good question. Thank you for reminding me. I'll write it down. I was thinking more like, so what if someone like flourishes? Or they hold the bat too long, or they stare at the home run. Am I allowed to pitch and hit him in the head with like is it like robots or something around?
No, it's like a sim wrapped in a really like arcadey cartoonish wrapping. Like it's
a backyard baseball.
Oh, never mind.
It
I was thinking
by that look.
Yeah, I was Pablo thinking like that team. Robot game on the NES that was like a baseball game. So I was like, can I like use an arm cannon to blow off their head next time they're at bat? Unwritten rules, man.
I haven't checked to see how easy it is to bean somebody yet. I only played one game.
Right. There's only one baseball game that matters in the history of video games, and that is MLB Slugfest.
I actually agree.
Wrong.
Slugfest was great.
But I mean, that's not the only one that's important.
I don't know.
Ken Griffey Jr. presents Major League Baseball.
Yeah, no. Super Nintendo. Great
Slugfest,
game.
Let me just paint a picture for you. Slugfest, while loading, lets you. It has like cheat code pages, so it encourages cheat codes.
Right, yeah, it's just like NFL Blitz of baseball.
If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
And you can play as horses. You can make all your hands be on fire. And you can charge the mound whenever you damn well please. The way you tag people in that game is by punching them in the face. It's a great game.
All right. I played a game tonight, I guess a team called the Sirloins, and everyone in their lineup was some kind of food or cooking pun. That is
Sounds
Super
awesome.
Mega Baseball. I have a code for you, Gabe.
All right.
So we should play it maybe.
Wait, what? Is that a Steam game?
No, it was. Yeah, it is out on Steam. I got codes for Xbox One.
Oh, okay.
I'm the only one here that can do that.
Yeah. That reminds me, Ryan. Have you seen that painting of Nolan Ryan beating the shit out of Robin Ventura?
No, but I've seen him beat the shit out of Robin Ventura.
Well, everyone's seen that, but someone like made a painting of it.
That's got to be pretty magical.
It is.
God, that was such
If it
a
wasn't
fun.
Like $1,500, I'd buy it.
Because the anniversary just happened like a week ago, right? Something like that.
Like,
maybe 2 weeks ago?
The beginning of August.
Yeah.
Like, Javi and I have just been confused looking at each other this whole time.
Every name you guys say, we were like, what?
Okay, Jesse in 1993.
Ventura, is he the pet detective? Yeah.
In 1993, Nolan Ryan had Ventura in a headlock and was...
Just to give you some context here, Nolan Ryan was like 42 at the time. 40.
These are baseball players, I'm guessing.
Yeah, yeah. And okay. Nolan Ryan is a pitcher, like one of the greatest of all time. And Robin Ventura yes. was like a, I don't know, like 20-year-old rookie. He might not have been a... It probably wasn't his rookie season, but he was pretty young.
He's young.
And a greenhorn. Nolan Ryan hit him with a pitch.
Solid.
Most likely on accident. And Robin Ventura charged the mound, and Nolan Ryan grabbed him in a headlock and just beat him into submission at 42.
I just sent you guys.
Not like a small guy. Like, Nolan Ryan just. That's pretty awesome.
That's a pretty good picture. I guess now I have to save that for the podcast post. Thanks,
that's
fuckers.
The header.
Yeah, that's a pretty good picture.
It's not nearly big enough to be the header.
Our headers are HD now.
Our headers are fucking massive. It makes it so hard.
Nah, get good.
All right, you can put Nolan Ryan putting Knack into a headlock then.
There's a comic. Yep. It will be understood by three people.
Yep. As you guys were talking about sports or whatever, I was just thinking, wow, probably none of our audience will know what the fuck you're saying.
I think you're wrong. Our audience watches
Prototype asks
sports,
about sports all
dude.
The time.
Like, I
about,
think
like, 1993
wrong.
Baseball events?
Apparently it's famous.
All right.
Yeah,
we're the ones
very,
in the dark.
Very well
Prototype,
known
let us know.
Did you... Do you... Well... even if he doesn't know about the event, he probably knows who Nolan Ryan is.
I've never heard that name
I've
before.
Never
Are
heard
you
it.
Fucking kidding me?
No!
His son holds the record for, like, the most consecutive games in history.
Oh! No, I don't. No, I don't know.
You don't know who Nolan Ryan is.
I know who Randy Pitchford is.
That's like saying that Javi doesn't
Randy
know...
Wait,
no, Randy Johnson. That's like saying Javi doesn't know who Michael Vick is.
Javi knows who Michael Vick is.
I only
know who Michael Vick is. Partly because I'm an Eagles fan, but I think even before that...
Okay, wait. Eagles fans.
Also because of the dogs thing, that's pretty fucked up.
Wait. He's more famous for being a Falcon.
Wait.
Eagles fan? Do you even watch football?
I like their jerseys. I like their colors.
Like, saying you're an Eagles fan, I feel
I'm hip
not
to their jives.
Really accurate.
Hey, look at my likes on Facebook. What do I like? The Eagles. The Philadelphia Eagles.
That's legit.
If you could turn back time,
I stand corrected.
No, if you could see second grade Javi, I'm walking around in a Reggie Waters jersey that a fucking seagull shit on my shoulder while I was wearing it, and I was mortified because it was the first day I had that jersey. Reggie Waters.
You know
and
who
it was a,
Reggie
it was a fucking
Waters white... is, but you don't know who Nolan Ryan is.
Who the fuck is Nolan Ryan? He didn't play for the Eagles.
See that popular voice actor?
Yeah.
Yes. But I know Michael Vick because I went and saw what the hell is that Will Smith movie where with the dog and the fucking
dog?
End of the World.
I Am Legend?
I Am Legend.
Michael Vick?
No, I went and saw I Am Legend and it got to the scene where he has to strangle his dog and I was like almost in tears because it's such a fucked up scene. That still makes me really sad. But the guy next to me leans over and goes, he's like Michael Vick.
Did you know the guy?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Okay, so it's not quite like
sort
my Ant-Man experience. Where the guy next to us just leans over and goes, that's a horrible way to die.
But yeah, so that's my history of Michael Vick.
Mm.
How do you go from baseball fights, one baseball fight, to Michael Vick?
Sports. Prototype.
It's all connected. It's like a circle.
Prototype, you're the best. You're the unofficial super fan.
I've always wanted
to... We don't have an official super fan.
I've always...
We never will.
Yeah.
We don't pick favorites, but prototypes are favorite.
We don't pick favorites, but prototype's pretty great. What's next? Ryan, what is that it?
Yes. Cut. Were we even still on me? Weren't we already on Dylan?
Dude, I don't even know.
We're on Dylan, me now. We're on me
no,
now.
No. We were on you because you started talking about robot baseball.
Oh, yeah, and then that's Dylan's how we got like, down to sports.
Yeah, yeah.
It's normal people baseball.
That's right.
Me, Gabe, we'll play. We'll check it out. We'll get into it. We'll dive in.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Dolan.
Hello.
What's up?
Goodbye.
Goodbye. I've actually had a very busy weekend.
Oh.
Very busy.
Oh yeah, you were out being an old lumberjack.
It's true.
What? You were cutting trees?
Yeah.
With your hands?
Well, we went down to the property.
Just karate chopping trees.
Yes.
Putting them in headlocks.
So, down at the property that we own in central Utah, we're building a couple cabins. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty cool. So I was chainsawing and, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Carrying logs. I didn't have flannel on. I wish I had flannel.
What music did you have playing during all this?
Hoobastank. This is like,
that's not a bad answer, but this is like prime time montage stuff. So I just want to.
Well, you remember the song No Easy Way Out?
Yes.
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 All right, that's good.
There's no shortcut home. I played that montage from Rocky IV for Rachel, and I'm like. Take note that it's showing you all the important scenes from all the previous Rockies.
So you don't even need to watch the other ones.
Yeah. And it's so you understand his pain that Apollo's dead.
Didn't Apollo die in like...
4.
He died in 4.
He got punched to death by Russia.
Yeah, was that... That was 4?
Yes, that was 4.
What was 2?
What?
2 is when he fights Apollo and wins.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
You fool.
Got it confused.
3 was Mr. T.
I thought he fought Apollo in 4 after Apollo died. It's easy how you can make that
mistake. In 4, he's wearing Apollo shorts as a tribute to Apollo.
That Creed trailer was really good.
Yeah. Can't wait.
I'm actually excited.
I like Michael Jordan. Both the athlete and the actor. Maybe they're the same person. I don't know. Makeup's amazing these days.
Is that Whiplash's friend?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the Human Torch in that... that amazing Fantastic Four movie.
Whiplash.
Are we going to see that?
I don't think so.
I think we should see that when I'm there.
Rent it.
I think we can find a worse movie to see when we're all there.
I don't...
Going Overboard with Adam Sandler.
We can see Pixels together. Let's go see Pixels.
No, we're not fucking seeing Pixels.
Come on!
No!
All right, what if we pay for something good? We pay for Mission Impossible, and then we sneak into Pixels.
So we give the movie, we give the money to the good movie.
Yeah, exactly. We're voting with our dollar, and then going to see a bad movie.
I'm just gonna go up to the desk at Cinnabar and say, "Hey, I'm gonna go watch Pixels, but I want to pay for Mission Impossible."
Just tell them straight up.
They'll understand. They'll understand.
That is flawless.
Can I?
You know what? That should be a comic. I think I want
to. I would like to see Pixels, but I would like to give my money.
And then the file panel is the custodian person, or not custodian? My bad. Fucking ticket.
The box office.
Box office person going. I completely understand giving him a ticket. Oh, that's good.
So what else, Dylan? In addition to becoming the man of La Mancha,
well, Square had a sale on the Vita, like 50% off. So I went crazy.
And that's a good platform for Square.
Everything.
Games.
How many anime games did you get?
What? From Square? I didn't buy any anime games, actually.
Do they not make anime?
They're all anime. In a way.
I don't know. I bought Tactics Ogre.
What you consider anime.
Tactics Ogre is that like a Final Fantasy Tactics? Or is that totally different? Okay.
It plays exactly the same.
Okay.
Except I hadn't really delved into this one. So now I am.
But what does it all mean?
I don't know yet. I'm not that far.
You know what would be great about that game if it came out today?
What?
Shrek would be DLC.
God damn it. This is Tactics Shrek. Yeah.
I can see it now.
I get it. Go back to your swamp.
Anything else, Dylan?
Tactics donkey.
Oh, hell. No, not really. I'm trying to think if I played anything last week. And I think Arkham Knight is it.
Sorry.
I'm having a really hard time getting through that game.
Weird.
Like, I don't want to play it for more than an hour at a time.
I know, right?
It's almost like the games after Arkham Asylum had terrible pacing.
It's almost too much like to do, that. I think.
It's almost like too much content can be a bad thing.
Yes!
It's overwhelming. And I want to go back to The Witcher. I haven't been able to go back to The Witcher, but I'm not going to be able to go back to The Witcher because I leave next week for Seattle, and as soon as I get back, I have to play through The Phantom Pain.
Oh my god. So that's going to be out while you're still here, and I'm sorry, I'm not waiting.
No!
Do you leave Tuesday or Wednesday?
Tuesday night, I think.
Oh. Oh.
Can't be.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I am also going to be playing Disney Infinity 3.0. I will be getting that a day before Metal Gear.
You're even trying to get that fucking Kingdom Hearts Mickey
Mouse. No, I'm not trying to get it. No. Okay. Rachel told me to check, and I'm like, I'm not going to pay for that. Even especially because like I was hoping that that meant it was Mickey's awesome like black trench coat with his hood up and stuff. But no, it's
Dark Mickey.
Yeah, but it's like lame. He's like wearing.
He's wearing like a Sora outfit.
He looks like Sora. Yeah.
Should have been the Steamboat Willie outfit.
That'd be cool.
Okay, that's about it for me.
Cool.
Javi.
Cool. I haven't really had time to play much of anything other than tonight. I played Shovel Knight.
Spoilers. With Gabe.
This will be the video. Will hopefully be out before this podcast is out. So don't worry. On top of that, I went to Portland for a wedding, and while we were there, we busted out our iPhones and started playing some Cartoon Network games.
Fucking Clarence Hamburger.
Clarence.
Whose wedding did you have?
Yams' wedding.
Yams didn't Portland. Invite me?
He didn't invite most people from Utah. Like, he only invited, like, Chris.
I'm gonna stab that.
Like
Yams.
He didn't even invite Ant though. I think he didn't want to bother people, especially because he called.
Does Yams listen to this podcast?
Before. I don't know. Yams, you called me 2 weeks before, or 3 weeks. It was crazy.
Yeah, from what Javier described to me, the phone call was, "Hey, I got a wedding coming up. You want to be one of my groomsmen?"
I was like,
"This is like four weddings that you've been a groomsman."
Yeah.
Oh, where's the funeral?
And in all of them, I have to wear suspenders and a bow tie. I don't know
suspenders
why.
Suspenders are stupid.
Hey, at least, did these ones belt. Fit?
I'm sorry, Yams.
Did you get
Gabe
a bow tie?
So
did you get a legit bow tie that you had to tie?
No. I don't even.
Fuck yeah.
I wouldn't know how that even works.
The question is, though, did these ones actually fit you?
Yes. Yes, they did.
It's not that hard to tie a bow tie.
I've never tried it. I wouldn't know where to start. The shape's all crazy. Huh?
You start with Google.
Yeah, you start true. With a video on YouTube. All right. It's easy. All right. They're pretty
you see,
bald.
Ryan, but, last time well, Javi was a groomsman, and he had pants that were so tight you can see every contour of his ass.
And also balls.
Yeah,
and balls.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah.
These are balls.
Or fortunately.
They
way.
Always look like landscape at this magnification.
Rachel was cool with it, and I was sitting, I was like, oh god, what is he wearing?
You guys got that candid photo of me all by myself at the groomsman table, and you're like, lonely wedding, or whatever.
I imagine you were just sitting there because, if you would have stood up, your pants would have just ripped.
Yeah.
And our wedding's great.
They're just the best. They're just the best.
I have one in October.
All right. You're getting married, finally.
Yeah. No.
Some of my...
You're finally tying that knot.
Great.
I've got that bullshit thing going on where now I'm having to go to second weddings. Thanks, guys.
Oh, no.
Yeah, right? Oh.
Actually, so the wedding I'm going to, there's a pre-party where everyone's supposed to dress up as a superhero.
Uh-huh.
And I've got a lot of options there.
Oh,
so I got to think.
Okay.
I got to think of something
superhero
for that.
Superhero wedding, huh?
Well, that's the pre-party. The wedding is like a regular-ass wedding.
Hmm.
I promised that I would dress up like a Blackbeard the pirate and like tie my beard and shit and
okay.
like light it on fire.
Don't do that.
Oh, maybe don't
I
do
will,
that.
Like with sparklers. I'd put it'd
okay.
be safe.
Okay.
There'd be like thermite near my face, but not on my face.
Okay.
When does why does Blackbeard have sparklers on his beard?
Because he lit his beard on fire.
Did he?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
He would that was how
that
he
wasn't
intimidated
in the movies.
Me.
I've lit my beard on fire, but that was on accident.
I burned my arm hair off when we went to the beach house.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah, it smelled real bad.
Yeah, I had an unfortunate gasoline accident.
Man.
Yeah, fun times.
Video games, man.
Right?
Don't pour gasoline onto a fire until the fumes are already gone.
Hey, let me say that so far, the Cartoon Network video games on iPhone are pretty great.
That Steven Universe game is fucking baller.
You can get into the Adventure Time MOBA, Javi, and get your first taste of MOBA action.
The Adventure Time MOBA is something to be seen.
Is it similar to Awesome Knots?
It's like, I guess halfway between Awesome Knots and like a League of Legends Dota.
So it's like a quarter of. So like, I always took it's Awesome Knots. It's 3D. As like, well, no, but I always thought of Awesome Knots as like the entry level MOBA. Like it's very simple, very basic. Yeah. And this is like the halfway point of that. So it's almost a quarter way to an actual MOBA.
I guess you could say that. Except this thing's like broken as fuck.
Oh, good. Good.
I wonder what the player base is like these days.
Neat!
Adventure Time MOBA.
It's where I got my namesake online.
Good. Because you don't make a name. And the best thing about the Adventure Time MOBA is you don't type in a name. You select from three drop downs.
Oh.
So Dylan was Fabulous Jeff Hawk.
I like it.
But what was I, Dylan? I want to say Madam Bonnabelle Frisbee, but that's who I was in, that Behemoth game.
Yeah, because you named yourself after that, I thought.
Yeah, I did. Fuck.
Fabulous Steve Hawk?
I feel like Fabulous was in there. I can't remember. I'm sure it's in, like, my Steam aliases. All three aliases. Of us
said Fabulous, because John was playing, remember?
Yeah, yeah. That was our clan, the Fab clan.
All right.
So what else, Javi?
That's it.
Clarence Games.
That's all I had in me this week.
That's all you got.
We're doing these podcasts so frequently. I don't even know what I'm doing.
Speaking of doing podcasts frequently, I record a wrestling podcast with our good buds, Dal and Serge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It was an hour and 40 minutes.
It's a lot.
That's a long podcast.
A tangent a minute.
Wow.
It was good. We talked about...
That actually sounds like a really good name for everything we do.
Yeah.
Tangent. That should be our tagline. Instead of taglines aren't our thing.
A tangent.
So when media companies that... kind of screw up.
Hi, Game Over Nation tangent.
Yeah, instead of Game Over Nation taglines, we'll be Game Over Nation tangent.
I've changed it. I don't know what it is right now. Oh, I know what it is. I took a page out of what IGN has as their tagline. It's solid. Like, no, because they have movies, TV, blah, 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 reviews, and yada, yada. So,
what is ours? So laughter, maybe video games.
Laughing. The podcast. No, it's something like that. It's talking about like the things that we cover on our site.
Okay. Like laughing.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a lot of fun. In addition to that, played a lot of Rocket League with Ryan. Babysat Johnny and Dogen.
My dogs.
The dogs. I loaded up that Tomb Raider game, the Crystal Dynamics.
What'd you think? Is it a remake of the original or is it a sequel?
No, it's a sequel.
Okay.
Temples of Osiris?
Yeah. No. I'm talking the like legit Tomb Raider.
Oh, Tomb Raider reboot.
The definitive edition.
Oh
yeah, that game is awesome. Play it.
Yeah, I loaded it up. I don't know. It didn't grab me at first. Like I don't doubt that it's better later on.
Oh yeah, definitely. Once you get the bow and shit, it really picks up.
For me, that game. The appeal of that game is just when you stop caring about the game. Like, at first I was like, all right, let's see if I can get invested. Like, I want to see if I care about Lara and what's going on. And it's so ham-fisted and stupid.
She should be fucking dead. Like
that especially. But
oh,
like,
who cares about the fucking story? I just want to put an arrow into someone's head.
Yeah, well that's what I'm saying. We're like, once you let go and just have fun with the mechanics and just take pleasure in the combat and a little bit of platforming and stuff, it's pretty good. Like, it's great for that, but that alone, like, I compare it to Uncharted in that, like, Uncharted, for me at least, it feels like the whole experience is a treat. I love the dialogue, I love the characters, the environments are colorful and different. Like, Tomb Raider doesn't have any of that stuff going on.
Voice acting wasn't great.
Yeah.
That, what's her name, Sam's not great, the voice work for that. Yeah. Laura's fine.
She spends too much time whining.
Just whining is the wrong word. Screaming is more apt.
You're a Croft. You can do this. Yeah.
Every fucking dialogue thing is just.
And they just completely gloss static. Over the fact that she murders as many people as That's Drake does. Too. And it's just like, oh, I can't believe I killed a person.
The biggest mistake is when they try to make it seem like it was affecting her, and then you just continue. And then it's like,
lol.
Yeah, and I don't know. But there was one moment that I remember that really clicked, where I was like, okay, that was fucking cool. That was really great. And it was when you're locked in some room and people start pumping explosive gas into the room, and then you have to like climb out of a little hole and. And there's no prompts for this. It's all just was me experimenting naturally. I'm like, well, what if... Because I had just unlocked the ability to light arrows on fire. I'm like, what if I shot a fire arrow into that room? And I tried it, and then the entire structure, the whole wall just exploded. And clearly it was something that you were supposed to do, but it didn't feel like it was. It didn't feel scripted. It felt like I was experimenting and got a huge reaction all on my own. And I was like, that was awesome. That was so cool. So.
I think that was the best part of the game, though, was the unlockable shit.
Sure.
I mean, it was cool to unlock new shit, especially on the bow, and then use it, and because a lot of the gadgets and stuff just feel pretty solid, and same with the weapons.
Like I want to be interested in this new one because like everyone like talks so highly of this remake or like the reboot of it, not remake. So, like, I want to give it a fair shake, and I didn't give it enough time.
My number one thing would be more actual tomb raiding.
Which apparently is what this next one is, I don't know if heavy on is the right term, but, like,
they... More puzzles would be great.
They've showed, like, screenshots of different tombs that you're going to be raiding, so...
Please don't think I'm an idiot and like... try and put this like ridiculously stupid story. Just give her a dumb reason for being there.
She wants money.
She wants money.
I get money. I get money.
Exactly. That should be her ringtone whenever someone calls her.
That old guy that's like, you're a Croft.
You're a Croft. Get money.
Have him. He was lost tomb raiding, and now you have to find him. Oh, cool. That means we get to go tomb raiding.
We gotta raid some tombs. You know, over the weekend, I hung out with my friend Bethany, who some of you may remember.
I know her.
Yeah. And
she back in Texas?
Yeah, she is back in Texas now.
Nice.
Does she raid some tombs?
Well, that's what I was like. I was talking about Rare Replay, and I was talking to her about that and how those old games were like they're like Jet Force Gemini is bad. It's so hard to like play now, and she and somehow like Tomb Raider came up. I was like, oh yeah, that one's horrible. And she, I'm surprised I'm still alive after the look she gave me. Yeah, she's a big Tomb Raider fan apparently.
Were you talking OG like PS1 Tomb Raider? Yeah. Okay.
Well, you're not wrong.
No, I'm not wrong.
But... We had a whole conversation about that on the show.
I was like, go back and play it. Go back and play it.
Nostalgia is a hell of a drug.
You misremember that game if you're giving me that look.
or she's played it recently and she got really good at the mechanics like she was back then, and she appreciates it despite all its terrible, terrible flaws.
What Javi's saying, what Ryan, is get good.
Get good. Get good.
Chris Ostertag just replied to my tweet and said, I've heard of Nolan Ryan, and this is
he's from fucking Texas, like, isn't he?
No, he's subtweeting us.
No, he's not.
He is not from
Texas.
Oh
god, that's Ty. Oh, he lives in
Texas, but he is not from Texas.
God, is Ryan fucking subtweeting us during the podcast? Yes. You sack of shit.
Jesus.
Have the decency to at mention me, you swine.
I didn't know that was a cardinal sin of the podcast.
Actually, I didn't either, but
yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, went through Resident Evil 2 with Javi.
Also, Prototype responded, and it sounds like he knows who the fuck Nolan Ryan is, so...
Okay, so... You know...
Does he know who Nolan North is?
Yeah, ask him that.
I'm sure he does.
Hey, did either of you guys get a chance to watch Gabe struggle with Resident Evil 2?
Yes, a little
partially.
Yeah, I watched it. Yeah, that was pretty good.
That was good times.
Yeah. But once it started seeing the comments on the Facebook page, I was like, I gotta watch this real quick. So I like had it. I was mostly listening to it, so like I was at work and I had my phone sitting there just playing the audio, and every time something dumb came out of his mouth, I had to look and see what.
Or any time I was like, oh, Gabe, Gabe, no.
And I like how you were like, I predict you will die immediately, and then he died immediately.
That was perfect. That couldn't have gone better. Oh, my God.
Just because he, and it's all because he, like, the couldn't, like, what did these buttons do? And honestly,
so
like,
ruthless.
I can't blame it. Like, I would probably do the same thing if I picked it up right now. I would die immediately. Yeah,
I fully, no, it was nothing against you. Like,
sure, felt like
it. No, like, I understood what that was like, because that was my experience with the game as a child.
All those,
like,
people made fun of me. They're like, the controls aren't that hard.
Well, okay, they have a point in that.
No, they don't.
No, they do.
I'm right.
No, the controls aren't that hard.
Shut up.
It took you. I don't think you ever got good with it.
But, no, I didn't.
Yeah.
Fuck, like, the liquors.
Those first two or three deaths, completely justified. Yeah, that happens to everyone. It, like, there's, I would be absolutely blown away if you survived your first, like, when it just threw you in there.
Like, but, I was like, learning, and he's like breathing through all the fucking.
Yeah.
It takes Javi a little bit to start dying as much as I did in this next one.
Oh, yeah, because
it starts out, it softballs him in there, but then,
yeah,
then Javi unleashed
hell
on himself.
That would have happened if we were playing Mega Man or Ninja Gaiden or any, like, old school, like, NES kind of game. Mm-hmm. I eventually stop caring, and I just press 4. I press right.
Any of those games where the entire premise was die until you figure it out, like, yeah, that's gonna happen.
Yeah, so I just start throwing myself in. But, yeah. Anyways, if you haven't seen Making Friends Play, our new show on YouTube, and it's on the site too, GameOverNation.com, go check it out. We have a new one up already, unless Gabe beats me to posting this podcast.
I will.
What, are you going to post it tonight?
Are you posting it tonight?
I'm going to try.
Oh, okay. Good luck.
Yeah. You guys should figure one out that we can do when we're there.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun.
Because, like, I mean, you've got an entire selection of PlayStation 1 and 2 games.
Ryan,
have
you ever played
Eternal
Darkness?
Ooh,
actually, no, I haven't.
Wait, what if we had Ryan play Metal Gear 1 for the first time? It's just the opening section.
Have you not played Metal Gear 1?
No, I don't. I didn't have a PlayStation.
That's it. We're doing that.
Okay. Oh, this is going to be good. He's going to get real pissed. And then,
put that in the books.
Yeah. I mean, maybe if we have time, because Dylan's going to be here for a while. Dylan, you can try to. Well, I've played it. I played a little bit of it, so never mind. That's gonna take. I was gonna say Okami, but I don't know how entertaining that opening.
A fucking 50-hour game.
The first hour, that's slow.
All right. So what you do, Javi, is you play through the first 30 hours, and then we'll pick up in the middle while we're there. Okay. So you
and then
play
you have to
30
act like
hours
you're going in blind.
Now and when we get there.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. We'll figure it out. Probably should discuss this on the show.
Behind the curtain.
Right, but Metal Gear, Ryan will play Metal Gear next week. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
why not?
Then it should be you and Ryan, like, doing it legit, and then Dylan and I in the background just drinking that fucking shitty ass beer.
Oh, if you think I'm not gonna be drunk when I do it, you're wrong.
Oh, it's gonna be so good.
It should be in, like, parentheticals and, like, in the title, just. He's drunk.
He's drunk.
Go
Ryan
easy on.
Plays Metal Gear. # he's drunk.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Questions.
Yeah, let's just hop in.
Let's check in with the listeners. Hey, listeners.
Hi. Prototype, what are you most excited about in Disney Infinity 3.0? Also, did Javi predict Peter Pan being a figure? Or how did Javi predict Peter Pan being a figure? Did you predict that?
I don't remember predicting that, but, like, it's not a stretch since Tinkerbell was revealed last year, or it was released last year.
It's not a stretch since I'm so intelligent.
I'm so smart.
I'm so smart.
What is this voice?
I don't know.
What was the question? What am I most excited for?
Yeah.
I want more Marvel characters. I want Ant-Man. I want something cool.
Ant-Man!
Ants! Ants!
Ant-Man!
Sorry.
Yeah, no, the Star Wars stuff looks great. I hope it's a lot meatier than the playsets in 2.0. 2.0 felt really rushed. Like all the playsets in that were basically punch this stuff until you get to the next thing that you punch. So I hope that there's a lot more set pieces, which it looks like there are. I mean, it looks like they have it looks like Star Fox style, the X-Wing stuff. Because you're like set on this automatic on rails thing, but you can, you know, steer a little bit and shoot stuff just like Star Fox. I don't know what am I most excited about is, I guess, just playing it and checking out, I guess, the toy box. That's where you build stuff from scratch and build your own levels. I hear that that's way like more like you can do a lot more stuff in it than you could before. And also, there's a Radio Disney like jukebox that you can just drop, and it'll play live Radio Disney, which is kind of neat because it got really fucking old when you chose one song for your level, and you just had to listen to that song the whole time you're working in there. So, I don't know. I just want to get my hands on it. I want to dive in there, and I want to platinum it. I'm definitely gonna do that. Yeah, all of it. I guess is the answer.
All of it. Yeah. All right. How many Resident Evil games do you think Capcom will remake?
Okay. I saw that question, and I've heard you said it on our Resident Evil 2 show. Capcom can remake these all they want, and people are like, "Oh, how many games are gonna, or how many Resident Evil games are gonna remake?" Fuck off, everyone! No, everyone. Because
we've
off.
Seen what they can do with new ones, and it's
no. Not because of that, but because they've remade one Resident Evil on the GameCube. That's it. That's
they
all they've
They just
done.
Redid one and brought it out.
And they re-released it.
It might be the best one of the classic style.
Yeah, and it was amazing. So, no, okay. And I don't think I'm arguing semantics here, because there's a difference between re-release and remake. I think that they've re-released all the Resident Evils on multiple consoles. That's a fair criticism. Yes, they've done that a lot. Have they remade too many of them? No, and the one that they did remake is the best of the entire series. So, yes, remake 2, remake 3.
Do people like 3?
There's 3 has its fans, for sure. People fucking love 3. I'm not the biggest fan of 3, just because it started steering into more action, and that gameplay style doesn't lend itself to action.
No.
It wasn't fun. But... yeah, 3 has its fans. I'm a Code Veronica fan. I would love a remake of Code Veronica, but I think that's a long ways away, if ever. But no, 2 is, if you ask me, 2 is like the best. Like when it came out, it was the best that Resident Evil had gotten. I don't know.
Yeah,
Resident Evil is great.
It was great.
Yeah, it was great. Yes. Remake 6.
Why not?
Why not?
It's ripe for a remake.
Prototype, I didn't mean to say fuck off to you. I'm just saying that they haven't remade more than one.
I'm just saying fuck off.
I love you, Prototype.
All right. What are your favorite moments of the Burton Batman films? The Batman turn. Hands
wait,
down.
Wait, what?
Describe the Batman turn.
The Batman turn is Michael Keaton's Batman costume doesn't have any neck joints. It's all
There's
connected.
No mobility in the
it's,
neck.
His head is connected to his shoulders. His head is always facing where his shoulders are facing. So whenever he has to turn around, it is a full body swing.
Yep.
So
it's great.
It is always a full pivot of like 180 degrees.
What was the question?
What are your favorite parts of the Burton Batman films?
I like when Michael Keaton loses his shit and he's screaming about getting nuts. And he's like hitting stuff with the fire poker. You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts.
Oh yeah, and then he gets
so
shot.
Out of character. Like that is not Bruce Wayne at all.
I still like the art gallery.
Okay, with Prince playing in the
yes.
background.
Yes.
Okay.
Jack, what's his face? Jack Nicholson and what's his face? Who's the short guy?
Penguin.
Danny DeVito made those two films.
The Trash Man.
Dude, Batman Returns is so good. I mean, it's lame, but it's great.
It's so cheesy, but it's good, yeah. And it's good because of the Penguin.
You know what's revolting is Danny DeVito eating a raw fish.
Yes.
Yeah, that was pretty gross.
Ugh. He's like struggling to breathe while there's all this fish meat coming out of his mouth. And then he bites a guy's nose off and there's blood everywhere.
I think my favorite part of the first movie was when the Joker's laying there after he falls off the building and that little thing keeps going.
Oh, that's so creepy.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, that creeped me out real bad. Yeah. Good times.
Yeah.
Tim Burton's fucked up.
I don't like him. I don't like his movies.
Fair enough.
Edward Scissorhands isn't good.
Edward Norton Hands.
What?
Edward Norton Hands?
I know, I heard you. I'm just questioning why you said that.
It just came out.
You're
laughing at home, I can hear you.
Is anyone excited that Atlus confirmed that Persona 5 is coming to the West in 2015? They've said that a few times. I don't know, that feels not right.
I don't care.
You should.
I know.
You should care.
I don't care. I'm a group of kids that can shoot themselves and turn and
that's
release.
Not, that's Persona 3.
Persona!
That's Persona 3.
Oh.
This is Persona 5.
Yeah.
It looks like there's only three people.
And they so can have Pokemon group. Come out of their bodies when after midnight. Is that a common thing in all of them? Is it always after midnight?
Not after midnight, no.
Okay. Or at nighttime?
No.
Okay, I don't know.
It's the midnight channel in Persona 4 that you're thinking of.
Yeah, I know. No, I'm thinking about Persona 3, that's all I know.
Oh, okay, well. No, you should be excited about 5, because Persona 5 looks really good. You're going to get it. And you're going to play it. And you're going to like
gonna
it.
You're going to watch it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But yeah, I just don't believe that. I feel like that is a far-fetched claim, because there's no solid date, and it's almost September now. And September is pretty close to the end of the year, last time I checked. So,
Dylan, what do you think
about what
Persona 5?
Oh my god, it's gonna be my game of the year.
No. Will it be out this year?
I really hope so. They said fall.
Yeah, they keep saying
they kept saying fall,
but nothing solid yet.
Yeah, I'm guessing maybe November-ish.
Yeah,
you know what's fucked up? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I. Other than that, it's probably my most anticipated game of the year. Beyond Metal Gear. Like, it went. I think this year I was excited for Witcher, Persona, and Metal Gear.
Yoshi's Woolly World won't be out till October, mid October.
Okay.
It's been out in Europe.
In Europe for like 3 months.
Why is it not out?
I don't know.
I want to play it, but like. Metal Gear and Disney Infinity and then Fallout later on, like,
oh yeah, Fallout's still this year, fuck.
So,
and the new Tomb Raider.
Nintendo, I know you think that those don't have overlap, but I'm looking at myself right now.
You are the overlap.
I am the overlap, and I'm still gonna buy it, but yeah, it sucks.
Alright, and then last up, he asked, what do you think of the Ouyeh, which is the Chinese console that is Ouye, and I'm showing Javi what it looks like.
It's a PS4.
It is a PS4 with an Xbox One controller.
Ooh, yeah.
And this is a very similar, or it's reminding me, remember we talked about how that company Fuse bought out Red, whatever, that concept game?
Red Dawn?
Not Red Dawn, that's a fucking movie. But you know what? They bought out that thing. I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah.
That Mega Man Legacy spiritual remake thing. And they bought it out. I looked at their website after getting a hint about it from Giant Bomb of how great it is. On the website, it just has like a picture of Master Chief. And it's just like, it essentially says Master Chief isn't good enough. He doesn't look cool enough.
It says that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It has like different phrasing, but he's not like good enough. You don't know what a like real console experience is until you play with Fuse, and this just reminds me of that. So that console, the removal of the console ban in China, is paying dividends right now with consoles like this. So,
what's the software on those consoles? Or does it just play?
It's probably just a brick.
Okay.
Like that. Didn't you get a Chinese iPhone, Dylan?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I did.
I remember that.
That was great.
What could go wrong? It didn't work.
Yeah, that thing instantly didn't work. I only spent like $20 though, so I was just like, man, I want a touchscreen phone, but I don't want to spend a lot of money. Hey, what's this knockoff here? Oh, it's Chinese. I'm on board.
Quality stuff.
Well, that's all the questions we got.
Alright.
Ryan, do what I forgot to do in the podcast I did with Dallin Surge and tell people where to find us.
You can find us on, well, right now we're blowing up on Facebook, so go to facebook.com/GameOverNation. Give us a like. We just crossed 300.
Woo-woo!
Yeah! 300 likes and still going. So that's been really exciting. You can find our YouTube channel, youtube.com/GameZeroVerNation. You can find us on Twitter at Game Over Nation. And, of course, you can always go to our website, GameOverNation.com, and find all the things we do. The new and improved and redesigned GameOverNation.com. And if we'll probably talk to you – well, we'll definitely talk to you before then. But if you're going to PAX next week, we'll be there. Come say hi.
Yes.
Yeah.
Come watch Dylan and I drink fucking shitty sriracha beer.
Come talk to us about beer. I want to talk to you about beer.
And about baseball, apparently. But not me. Don't talk to me. Well, you can talk to me about baseball.
You just won't listen.
You just won't know what's going on.
I'll look at you.
Nomar Garcia Parra is a player.
I'll nod and smile. And then I'll ask you.
Naruto?
I'll ask you if you want to get a beer.
Naruto played baseball?
Those are Z's.
Boruto?
Bardo?
Burrito?
Burrito. Bardo is his son. Yeah. We went over that. What was the kid? We don't need to get into this. His name's like fucking like lettuce or something. I don't know.
That's right.
Or was it salad? I think it might have been salad.
Salad.
I was talking about Billy Madison, but...
Yeah.
Well, we got into Naruto.
Naruto?
Javi, save us from this nightmare.
Those are Z's.
That has been episode...
Wake up.
Episode 190 of Game Over Nation. Make sure to check us out at GameOverNation.com, like Ryan said. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thanks for helping us get this far. We're only going to go further. Yada, yada, yada. See you guys next time. Goodbye.
Bye.